Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself, and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This is one of the very few episodes of this podcast that doesn't actually have anything to do with Christmas or Christmas music. Not specifically, anyway. Today I'm going to talk about standards and Halloween music. Two separate things. First, standards. On the 1st of September, I launched a new station, the Standard Station. And it can be found at thestandardsstation.com. I wanted to talk a little bit about standards music and what you'll find when you tune in. Of course, there's lots of the kinds of things that immediately spring to mind when someone mentions standard. Lots of those wonderful songs from the 40s and 50s and even before, performed by some of the most loved voices of all time. Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., of course, Nat King Cole, Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, you get the idea. You'll also hear more recent artists that have performed some of these timeless classic songs, like Harry Connick Jr., Diana Krall, Michael Bublé, and Michael Sinatra, just to name a few. In fact, Michael Sinatra, who has been a big supporter of the Sounds of Christmas station, has actually helped me get the Standard station up and running. He's also just released the deluxe edition of his second Standards album, a great example of newer voices covering these wonderful songs that we all know and love. As I built this station and its library, I delved into what really makes a song a standard. According to Wikipedia, a standard is a musical composition of established popularity considered part of the standard repertoire of one or several genres. The folks at artandseek.org say a song only becomes a standard when enough other musicians respond. They agree this is a song that's worth playing around with and replaying. Allmusic.com says that standards are songs that caught on as a permanent part of the jazz and pop music repertoire. So it's not just that a song is popular. If that were the case, every song that makes the top 10 of the charts would be considered a standard. But it's a song that other singers and bands choose to perform, either similar to the original or creatively making it both their own and as a kind of homage to the original. There are a wealth of amazing artists putting their unique spin on songs we know and love, and many of those get lost over the years. My goal here is not to show off by playing some very rare versions that no one else can, but instead, it's to share more of the music I love, both in its original context and as something new that you may not have heard before. So you'll hear Nat King Cole singing I Love You for Sentimental Reasons, but you'll also hear that song performed by Sam Cooke, James Brown, Linda Ronstadt, and the Eagles' Glenn Frey. And second, while many consider standards to only be those classic songs performed before the 60s, I took the criteria set out by the descriptions from Wikipedia, Art and Seek, and AllMusic, and a few others, and applied that to songs that have come out since then. Yesterday by the Beatles. It's been recorded by a wide variety of artists, with over 1,000 versions that have seen the light of day since the original was released in 1965. Yesterday is a standard. And while most other songs don't have those kinds of numbers, there are still plenty of songs since then that seem to fit in as standards. Leon Russell's A Song for You has been recorded by some of the biggest names in music, including The Carpenters, Natalie Cole, Neil Diamond, Ray Charles, Willie Nelson, and Whitney Houston. It's also been covered by Michael Bublé, Simply Red, and Amy Winehouse. Leon even re-recorded it not that long ago, and that version was released in 2017, just after he had passed away. I consider A Song for You a standard. And then there's Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. Originally recorded and released in 1984, it wasn't popular in the U.S. It didn't chart. It was a number one song in France, and it was top 20 in Canada and Austria, but that was about it. It was reinterpreted by John Cale in 1991, and then Jeff Buckley did his version of John Cale's version, and the song really took off. In fact, in 2004, Rolling Stone named Jeff Buckley's version one of the greatest songs of all time. In 2003, Rufus Wainwright's version of Hallelujah helped the Shrek soundtrack go double platinum. Katie Lang had a hit with her version in 2004. In the UK, X Factor winner Alexandra Burke had the coveted Christmas number one with her version of Hallelujah in 2008. Pentatonix took part in the trend of trying to make it into a Christmas song, adding it to their album A Pentatonix Christmas in 2016. Bon Jovi and Justin Timberlake have also had chart successes with their versions. And the song is scheduled to be the title track of a new compilation of Leonard Cohen's music next month. Secondhand Songs lists over 400 artists that have recorded Hallelujah. I consider Hallelujah a standard. So when you listen to the standard station, you'll hear those classic timeless songs as well as newer songs that have become standard. And recent artists with performances of both, right alongside those iconic voices that brought some of those songs to our attention in the first place. Like the Sounds of Christmas station, I'm working on programming the standard station so you don't hear the same artists hour after hour or different versions of the same song over and over. It's a work in progress, but the first couple thousand songs have been loaded and the station's on and ready for you. Just go to thestandardstation.com and click on the player on the front page. With luck, there will be apps available soon so you can take the standard station with you wherever you go. The other thing I wanted to talk about besides standards music is Halloween music. As I mentioned near the beginning of this episode, the Sounds of Christmas station switches to Halloween music in October, which is now just around the corner. I get questions about that a lot, and I even reposted a blog about it recently on the Sounds of Christmas website. This is a tradition that I started years ago in the early days of the Sounds of Christmas station. Like most families, Halloween and Christmas have always been very big at our house. Lisa and the kids are on the Halloween side, and I'm with Santa. I learned long ago not to try and convert them. I think what happened at Disneyland once illustrates it best. In one of the studios in California Adventure, you can use this machine to determine which hero or villain you are. I was Tarzan. All three of them were villains. Oh well, they love me anyway. So as we move toward October, and I get super busy working on the new season of The Sounds of Christmas, I decided to play some Halloween music, which would be seasonally appropriate in October, in hopes that my family would enjoy that. Station stays on, of course, year-round now, but I continue that trend of having the Sounds of Christmas turn into the Sounds of Halloween from October 1st through Halloween night. Now, while I admit that it's mostly for my family, this also gives me the opportunity to kind of kick the tires and otherwise make sure everything is set to go for the coming season, including loading lots of new Christmas music, so that the new season of The Sounds of Christmas is ready to go on November 1st. But over the years, I've found that there are a lot of other people that love Halloween and Halloween music. So year after year, I've been expanding the playlist, finding more and more Halloween music so that I could keep this tradition going. Now, with that said, what is Halloween music? Well, some of it's pretty obvious. Monster Mash, Purple People Eater, Ghostbusters. Songs about things you associate with Halloween. Ghosts, monsters, werewolves, vampires, witches. Some are scary stories, and some are about candy or trick-or-treating. I also include songs from scary movies and TV shows. Some of those are pretty creepy, and some are funny, and many are in between. While there are some kids' songs, like The Count from Sesame Street, a few of the songs do have bad language, and some of the themes of some songs are straight out of horror movies, and those probably aren't for little kids. I only say that so you'll know that for the month of October, parental guidance is suggested. On The Sounds of Christmas, I play many versions of many songs, so you won't just hear Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas, you'll hear lots of different singers and bands, old and new, offering their take on that classic. And like I said earlier about the standard station, I do the same thing with the Halloween music. For example, I have well over a dozen versions of Ghost Riders in the Sky, though I may not get to all of them this year, as I try to separate the songs and artists out so you don't hear the same ones over and over. During the Sounds of Halloween, you'll hear from many of your favorite Christmas music singers and bands, including Bing Crosby, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Mannheim Steamroller, and even Bruce Springsteen. There are songs about killer tomatoes, black magic women, and haunted houses, and songs about alien invasions and invisible men, and over 20 versions of I Put a Spell on You, though I probably won't get to all of those either. I play a lot of Disney songs from movie villains and from spooky shows on Disney+. I also have at least half a dozen songs from Mystery Science Theater 3000. As a further example, and to give you a better idea of what I mean by Halloween music, here are a dozen of the songs I listen to from the Sounds of Halloween library as I put the latest blog together and added it to the Sounds of Christmas website. Bad to the Bone by Molly Hatchet. The Boogeyman by the Cadillacs. Eye of the Zombie by John Fogerty. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by The Who. It's a Monster's Holiday by Buck Owens. Cast in My Spell by The Johnny Otis Show. Spooky by the Atlanta Rhythm Section. My Boy Builds Coffins by Florence and the Machine. Pet Cemetery by The Ramones. I Put a Spell on You by Bonnie Tyler. Ghost Riders in the Sky by Johnny Cash. And Zombie Zoo by Tom Petty. I hope you enjoy this upcoming celebration of Halloween during the month of October. And then the new season of The Sounds of Christmas will be here, starting on November 1st. Thanks so much for listening and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. Station is still on, of course, so anytime you need a little musical Christmas spirit, just head on over to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. You can also find the app in the Google Play Store. And as far as this podcast goes, we're now on over 30 podcasting sites, so if you didn't find us on your favorite one today, just search for Sounds of Christmas wherever you like to listen and download podcasts, and I'm pretty sure you'll see our tree. Then you can subscribe and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, the Sounds of Christmas station, or the standard station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus and the Great Pumpkin.